Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Abear, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the skipper of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson. Jay, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You got it. Good to be on with you.
Jay, we had Ben McDonald on last week, and Ben, you know, he doesn't go overboard about anybody player-wise. But he started talking about Paul Skeens, and we almost had to go to break. I mean, he went on and on and on about, man, this guy, I think, even has a big upside to him. What you're seeing is remarkable when you think about it. 5-0, 0.59 ERA, 59 strikeouts. For someone who's been in the game a while, every once in a while you get that wow guy come to you. And Paul Skeens has been that so far this year.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a special player, better person. Can't imagine any one player has impacted any one team's success since arriving like he has. You guys know what I think of Dylan Cruz on the position player side of it. We have the best player in the country, in my opinion. We have the best pitcher in the country in Paul. So very thankful he's here. And the fans see the pitching contribution, which is amazing. But guy's a leader on our team right away and has risen everybody else's level in our locker room.
Now, Coach Johnson, speaking of leader or, you know, you have a vision for a player. Now, the fans get frustrated. That's why, you know, you fans, you fanatics, you love the program and maybe you might have a vision for a player. But to me, the one I'm pleased with, and you've always had the confidence in him, is Jordan Thompson. I mean, you look at it, to say the least, you know, you even recognize this at times. LSU's middle field was shaky at the beginning of last season. And then you end up ranking last in the SEC in fielding percentage. But right now, just look at Jordan Thompson, how he's developed. And I know you've always counted on his bat. But Jordan Thompson, just talk about where he's at right now. Compared to the transition, you know, you come into Louisiana and the expectations that you have for him and how he's excelled.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. I mean, I don't think there was a more clutch hitter on our team last year than Jordan, and really helped that team be successful. Obviously, as a team, we wanted to get better defensively, and we've done that. And we've done that because of his contribution at shortstop. I think we're 21 games into this thing. He's made one error and has made a bunch of great plays, continued to hit in the clutch, had a big home run the other night, and just proud of his development as a player, and he deserves a ton of credit for his improvement, and it's really, really positively impacted our team.
Now, Coach Johnson, what about because, you know, you look like I don't know what approach you take. I think you say, okay, who's the best arm out there, whether they're right or left-hander? But that being addressed, you know, LSU fans look at it, and it seems like that's been addressed as far as left-handed pitching going forward this season.
Well, I know we're undefeated against left-handed starters, so right. That's the main stat that matters. You know, and there's some good – we've seen some good ones. And, you know, Troy Wansing last Saturday at Texas A&M had 34 strikeouts in like 18 or 19 innings, almost two per inning, and he didn't make it out of the third inning. So regardless, left-handed, right-handed, our guys have to go in there with a good plan. They have to battle. They have to compete. And we like the lineup flexibility that we have, having a little more depth on the position player side of it, which puts us in a good spot to compete and try to win. So hitters are doing a really good job so far.
Now, Coach Johnson, I don't know. You look at SEC play and top to bottom, it's about as good as it gets. I mean, looking at the first weekend, what I was shocked when I read this, what, Missouri swept Tennessee? You had to be shocked at that. I mean, now Missouri, the up and coming, you could say, but were you shocked at that at all or what?
You know, I just think I have so much respect for the league. You know, teams 1 through 14. You know, I believe this is a year where the SEC is going to have at least 11 teams in the NCAA tournament, and couldn't even tell you who those 11 are right now because all 14 are really good. And I think it says a lot about our conference that last year Missouri was the 13th place team in the league, and now they're a top 15 team in the country, and this is the only league that would remotely have a chance of happening. And you know, it's not always the team with the best players, it's the team that plays the best that day, and those guys are playing with a lot of confidence right now. I caught the end of their game against Kansas last night, and it's a lot of the same players from last year that are a year older, a year better. And when you get old players that are believing in what they're doing and playing with confidence, you can get on a run, and they're certainly on one right now.
Now, Coach Johnson, with the Razorbacks coming to town, to me, this is going back a decade plus. It doesn't get any better than that. And when you look at Arkansas, and is it still the same now? You know, you want to be a complete ball club, but to me, just looking at, even if you don't know anything about Arkansas, they've always had quality pitching. Is that still the case with Arkansas coming to Baton Rouge?
Absolutely, yeah. They recruit about as good as anybody in the country, just in terms of pure talent, and it's all throughout their roster. They've recruited so well on the mound, they've actually had a couple key injuries that they've been able to kind of keep performing, and nobody even remembers that those guys are hurt because of the depth that they have on the mound. And it'll be a good challenge this weekend, you know, starting with Hunter Holland tomorrow. They took Hagen Smith, who was their best pitcher, and moved him to the bullpen. They got so much pitching. Cool. So it's going to be a good challenge this weekend.
Now, you know, Coach Johnson, looking at you moved up the game, dealing with inclement weather at 12 noon. So I think here in Louisiana, yeah, I think our bosses would understand. I'm working half a day. I want to be at that box. I want to be there for 12 noon and watch LSU baseball. So I thank you all for that, right?
You got it. You got it. And I just do the show from here tomorrow night or something.
That's it. Coach, during the television broadcast of the game, I think it was Saturday, man, they sort of broke down Tommy White and how he hits the ball. And, I mean, it's such a sweet swing, and he adjusts a little bit each time. But, my goodness, he gets so much sort of bat on the ball, and it's impressive when you can see him swing a bat, because that is really an art form. That you can swing a bat like what Tommy White can.
Yeah, he's a special hitter. I think what attracted everybody when we got him here was the power, like his 27 homers last year or whatever he hit. Like, that really jumps off the page. He's just so much more than that as a hitter. I mean, his ability to hit with two strikes, to hit in the clutch, is as good as you could ask for. And his ability to make adjustments when he needs to, that's always the sign of a good hitter to me. And, man, I'm really thankful we have him for all the rest of this year and next year, I can tell you that.
Now, Coach Johnson, where are you at right now? Listen, it's like almost you got to pinch yourself. Now, you know, high expectations, you get off to a great start. But you lived up to those expectations. Now you're starting SEC play. And I know you'd always love to sweep an opponent. But because of the power of the SEC, and a lot of times fans don't understand, oh, LSU didn't win all the games. Why? They're not going to win all the games. But if you winning 2 out of 3, especially the strength of the SEC, I think that's a great accomplishment week in and week out.
Yeah, I mean, that would put you at 20 league wins. And if you can win 20 games in this league, you will not travel before going to Omaha.
That's true.
That's, I mean, we won 17 last year and finished in fourth place out of 14. And, you know, probably should have hosted. We did not. But, yeah, you get to 20, you're probably in really good shape with what you want to do.
Coach, a little bit of a scouting report on Hunter Holin, who you'll face tomorrow starting at noon.
Yeah, he's a really good pitcher. I mean, he's left-handed. He throws from a odd arm angle. He throws like five pitches, a fastball, a curveball, a slider, a changeup, and a cutter. And you got to bring your lunch pail because he's not just going to give in. He's going to throw the whole kitchen sink at you, and you got to work. You got to be patient. You got to take balls. You got to hit mistakes. You got to battle with two strikes. And we're going to have to do all those things if we're going to be successful tomorrow. He's off to a really good start this season.
Now, Coach Johnson, where are you at with because I was a big fan of his coming on board. That being Thatcher Hurd, and how you're going to utilize him, whether in that weekend rotation or like starting in the middle of the week. You know, I know you're kind of easing him. Is he like one of those weekend starters that you're counting on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he'll start Sunday, no question about it. You know, we kind of had a unique schedule where we had a bunch of games blended together for a few weeks there, where the weekday didn't really matter a whole lot, and we knew we could get him back to the weekend, last weekend, which we did on Sunday, and he'll be ready to go again for game three of this thing.
Coach, the depth that you have on this team is just remarkable when you watch it. And again, you've sort of moved some things around in the lineup. Is that something you are still sort of working on, maybe trying to find a bit or a piece player here by doing that? And it'll all depend on the opponent.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, you know, Josh Pearson hadn't had a bunch of starts, and we put him in last weekend, and he did a great job. And, you know, had a good feeling that he would have a good weekend. So a lot of it's practice, a lot of it's matchups with the pitcher that day, who's hot, where are we playing, wind blown in, wind blown out, who's pitching for us, do we need somebody at a certain defensive spot. There's a lot of things that go into it, and, you know, the players know for me and for us it's a day-to-day thing, and they know that's probably how we can best utilize our roster, and so far so good. We'll keep mixing and matching the right way, hopefully.
Yeah, now, Coach Johnson, it seems like they all bought in. That they know they're going to get opportunities. Now, when you get an opportunity, can you take advantage of that? You know, all for one, one for all. I think the LSU fan base would give you a lot of credit because you're dealing, everybody wants to play, but they can't all play all the time. But then wanting to be part of that team concept. But what is like, I don't know, the magic formula to try and keep everybody happy when you know you have a number of players that is not going to play every day that could play at a high level, maybe other places?
Yeah, it's tough, and I appreciate you saying that. You have to be intentional about it, no different than you're trying to help a hitter with their swing or a pitcher with their delivery, you know, teaching the players to place the needs of the team above their own or to be a great teammate. That's a skill. And really what we did is we just pointed to the best teams that LSU had. There's older players that got beat out by younger players, but somehow it was okay. There's younger players that had to wait their time to play. Somehow that was okay. And if you put the needs of the team above your own, it takes a lot of pressure off yourself, and you just focus on contributing and using your skills to help the team. And the thing I love the most about the team we have right now is they really pull for each other, and we've worked on that. We've been good to it to this point, and hopefully that's something like, you know, a lot of Coach Burtman's old teams were very strong in team chemistry that we can continue to emulate.
Coach, Davin Dugas was down the Bayou guy, and, you know, he went through some adversity, decided to come back, but then had some surgery on his eye. And, man, he's really been as good as I've ever seen him, either as a hitter or if he's playing second base, if you put him in the outfield, wherever you put him. That's about as good as I've seen Gavin play. The eye surgery seems to have any sort of ill effects, it's not there, and cleared up anything that he might have had.
Yeah, last time I checked, your eyes are pretty important to be a good baseball
player. Yeah, right,
and,
right.
So I'm happy for him that we got those fixed, and it certainly made a massive contribution for our team. And super proud of what he's done, the effort he's put in, and he's off to a great start. And I have no doubt he will continue it, because you're talking about a young man with high character, with high work ethic, that's super locked into what he's doing right now. And it's a good thing for the Tigers.
I know you've said this before, and we've repeated it here, even last year, saying this, that when you came aboard, Arkansas was one of those teams you pointed toward, and you've talked about it quite extensively. Their recruiting, getting players, developing players there, their history of winning baseball is sort of maybe one of the blueprint teams that you were looking at trying to emulate in the SEC. And again, we've seen it with Arkansas. They ain't lost a step nowhere, that's for sure.
No, Coach Johnson, like Mike's saying, it seems like old school, whether they're Florida Gators or you're looking at Vanderbilt, Arkansas, it seems like they're always relevant.
No question. And that's what makes this league the best league in the country. And, you know, we've had to hustle from the second we got here to try to get us caught back up. And I know that sounds funny because we're number one ranked team in the country, but you look right below us and Florida's number three, Vanderbilt's number four, Arkansas is number five. And so, yeah. There's no maybe the SEC West in football in a year that Alabama and LSU are really good at the same time, but there's no league like this in terms of depth. And there's a miles and miles of difference between the SEC and the rest of college baseball right now. And nobody has a better perspective on that than me from where I came from. And we're excited to be a part of that group. And we want to see if we can climb our way back to the top.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And time yesterday, tomorrow is moved up till noontime.
Yeah, so get off work early. Show up at the box at noon.
I might have a little call in. I'm not feeling well. I'm sore. I can't come
there
to work.
No, you got to convince your boss to come with you to go watch the Fighting Tigers.
That's right. Well, we hope to see you guys and see everybody out here tomorrow. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. LSU head baseball coach Jay Johnson with us, and appreciate his time, knowing it's somewhat limited in getting ready for the Arkansas Razorbacks tomorrow. And, Bobby, don't get any easier.
No, it's playoff baseball.
You got Tennessee, South Carolina. Wow.
Hey, listen, right now I know it's early, but the expectations, you could see these two teams in Omaha way down the road. I know we're playing right now, but, Mike, they're that good. They all of a sudden, remember when we played them back in, March Madness and all, we were focused on basketball. Remember when they played Arkansas? Well, now they're back in the Final Four version or the College World Series in Omaha, both Arkansas and LSU's right there.
Yeah, man, again, in Tennessee, that they did get swept by Missouri, but, man, that is still a really good baseball team in college baseball today. They are certainly one of the elite teams. I don't know if they're as good as last year's team, but that last year's team got beat out by Notre Dame late.
I'll tell you, Florida, Vanderbilt, they're not going nowhere. And then, like you said,
And Ole Miss.
Ole Miss defending national champions. How did they start out SEC play?
Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, not so good, right?
Correct. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.